It's time again for Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy producers, that involves you too. The Wisconsin Beef Council channeling those funds towards research, education, and promotion. Find out more at beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. And it's also brought to you courtesy of Equity Cooperative Livestock, proud sponsor of Checkoff Chats. Visit them at equitycoop.com. Today, I'm visiting with Lucia Ruano. She's a staff member with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, a partner with our Checkoff dollars, and she is in Central America. Lucia, tell me what's been happening in Central America with beef consumption, you say especially since the pandemic.
I consider that we have like two stages, one before the pandemic and one after the pandemic. Before the pandemic, let's say that we consider like the end consumer a traditional customer. So our product was not available to everybody to get in touch with our product or to know our product. It was only the only way or the only channel of the end customers to getting access to them was through a restaurant. So it was considered like a high-end product, expensive product, something that not all customers or families could reach. So what happened? When the pandemic came, we were closed completely. So restaurants and everything was closed. All the commerce was closed. So what happened? People had to be creative and start their new channels of selling and distributing all the products. So the e-commerce was one of the channels that was available for us. We were not used to all the platforms of social media. And all the end consumers had to start learning how to use these kind of platforms. Mm-hmm. So what happened? We at USMEF, we launched our platforms, our social media platforms. We were shut down in March 15, and we launched our platforms in March 23, mm-hmm. 1 week after. Mm-hmm. So what did we do? We started transmitting live streaming programs. We hired chefs, and they were teaching all the consumers how to cook our products, how to handle them, how to defrost them, making a very easy cooking recipe for daily meals and also for the weekend, making grills during the weekend. So what happened? The only access that you had during the pandemic was going to a retail store. So the retail stores started making these products available for all the customers. Mm. So they started buying at the retail stores. Many of our distributors that were before the pandemic only food service distributors, they opened the retail channel. We have one importer in Guatemala that opened during the pandemic 19 retail stores. And that was the trend in all Central America. All the importers opened the retail channel because it was the only way of getting access to the product. So what happened? We reached this new niche of market that we hadn't reached before the pandemic, that it was the end consumer. We were only working with the food service, with the hotels, with the restaurants, with the distributors. We were educating all of them, but not the end consumer because we hadn't reached him before. Mm-hmm. So during the pandemic, we had this opportunity. And, everything went on a boom, really. Mm-hmm. They started to engage with the product. They liked the product. They started learning how to cook it. So they started discovering that they had the opportunity to buy these products in the retail stores, to cook them at home, and it was less expensive for them to make a meal for the family than to go to a restaurant. So we had now platforms like Instagram, like Facebook. We opened Pinterest. where we upload weekly a lot of recipes made by our chefs that are easy recipes with all the cuts we have available of U.S. beef in Central America. And the trend has been that every day more people reach us, get to know us. They love our platforms, our social media. They receive free education, we can call it that way. They are learning, they are demanding, they are buying, and they are very happy to have this new product available for them, mm-hmm. because they can see and they can perceive the difference in the domestic production and in the imported product. Basically, because the product is produced domestically in each of the countries, do not have that marbling that has the imported product. Mm-hmm. So that makes a big difference. And the quality grade is also another big difference because they know that every time they get a choice cut, for example, or a prime cut, it's always choice and it's always prime. Mm-hmm. They will not have, they have like, it's like constant quality. Mm-hmm. And this will not vary every time they get a new purchase. Mm-hmm. So that has happened here. And yes, exports to these countries have a rebound. Last year in 2021, we grew 65% in exports to the region from 2020. And year over year, we have been increasing or growing the exports to this area. Wow. So that's how that is what has been happening. We have also implemented some special strategies. We have hired influencers in all the region, and they are making a lot of promotion with our products. They are always making like a creative and new recipe that their followers are also replicating.
If you're just joining us, this is Lucia Ruano. She is the Central America representative with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And of course, remember, they are a partner with your beef checkoff dollars. This is Checkoff Chat brought to you by the Wisconsin Beef Council and also our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Barns. Lucia, let's talk a little bit about today going forward. If Guatemala, if Central America is a lot like the United States, things are starting to open up. Life is returning to a little bit more normal cadence. Are the retailers, your restaurateurs, still as actively engaged with U.S. Meat Export Federation and promotions as they were before the pandemic, or are they looking at social media as more of their avenue?
No, well, let me tell you that, yes, we were open. Basically, countries as Guatemala was open since September 2020. So we were more, like, flexible. Then the rest of the countries of Central America and Dominican Republic, they finally were 100% open in June of 2021. So restaurants have come to normal now. There's only like the basic measures that they have to take every time you go to a restaurant, like the alcohol, using the face mask, like having the social distance. But they are basically operating in a normal way. And all the people, I have like this theory that I said that the people that before the pandemic used to go to a restaurant have come back to the restaurant and they keep consuming all our products. Mm-hmm. And now they can see that the menus of the restaurant, they have available more cuts than before the pandemic.
Really?
Huh. And yes. And the other side is the people that do not attend a restaurant, but they are cooking at their home.
Right.
So now, like it's like we have two different groups of people, two different groups of consumers that are reaching our product.
Excellent.
So That's my theory, and I think that that's why exports have grown so much to this region now.
Boy, they are keeping you busy, in other words.
Yes, yes. We are now thinking about, well, we already have a plan of a strategy to apply during 2022 and 2023. Mm-hmm. We are working very hard on them. And we believe that all these strategies will also be as successful as the one that we implemented during 2020 and 2021.
Well, congratulations. That is for sure. Again, folks, this is Lucia Ruano. She is with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. She is in Central America taking your checkoff dollars to work in, like she said, during the pandemic, pivoting and using those contributions towards social media messages and reaching those consumers that were homebound like the rest of us. And now that things are back reopening, she's re-engaging with those restaurateurs, with those retailers, and still keeping that social media presence with the folks that are cooking at home. Great story about how your beef checkoff dollars are at work for you. Again, Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Find more at beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media, and our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association, proud sponsor of Checkoff Chats. Visit equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs. Lucia Ruano from the U.S. Meat Export Federation, our Checkoff Chat guest.